The push is on. With the Supreme Court hearings last week on homosexual unions and Obama's own endorsement, Jews are at the forefront in promoting gay marriage. Jewish leaders like billionaires Sheldon Adelson, Michael Bloomberg, and Mark Stern of the American Jewish Committee have all come out in favor of what has traditionally been looked upon as sexual depravity. Even Elena Kagan at the Supreme Court, yes, Jewish, an alleged lesbian at that, is reportedly known for queerifying Harvard when dean of the law school by introducing transgender law courses. Two Jewish groups in particular, the Anti-Defamation League, together with the American Federation of Teachers, have been promoting the homosexual agenda in our public schools. Books like Daddy's New Roommate, Ken, Daddy's Wedding, Daddy Marries Ken, King and King are part of the ADL's early learning program, molding the minds of impressionable little children to accept and embrace deviant sexual acts. But Jews prefer sending their kids to private schools. It gives their children better standing for admittance to Ivy League colleges and shields them from homosexual propaganda. Believe me, for I grew up as a Jew, for a Jewish son or daughter to announce to their parents that they are gay is one of the worst things that could ever happen. You see, Jews look upon marriage for their own as sacrosanct, as paramount for the perpetuity of their Jewish race.
I'm going to tell you the most important thing you have to remember about all that I learned in the world. This is it. No matter what happens, you marry a Jewish girl. That's right. Your mother was right. You marry a Jewish boy. There's nothing more important in the whole world than this. And there's another reason why you better marry a Jewish girl, so your mother doesn't break both your legs.
Indeed, according to my own Jewish upbringing, there's nothing gay about two men having sex in each other's rectums and two women using dildos to imitate the act of procreation. And we heard during the Sabbath Torah readings the passage from Leviticus, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination, saith the Lord." Why then are Jews pushing gay marriage? It's for the goys, that's why. I'll never forget the day that a gay movie came to Brookline, Mass, with homosexual images plastered all over the marquee. As I stood across the street in disgust, a Hasidic rabbi came walking by. I pointed to the movie and said, "Isn't it horrid that we're assaulted with these lewd images and titles?" The rabbi laughed in scorn and said, "It's for the goys. Who cares?" You see, Jews have no special love for queens, transvestites, and cross-dressers. They look upon them as dreck, as repulsive. But to dismantle a Christian culture in America that opposes Jewry, that's what the Jews are after. Homosexuality is for the goys, but the regime is for the Jews.